found this preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
Righty, motherfucker.
Blip, 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 blip.
Okay, I had to get that out of my system. Do my vocal exercises. Welcome, welcome once again to another Taboo Talks. We are your hostesses with the mostesses.
Oh, fuck you.
Brandon, Burke, and...
I'm Marshall. I'm also a host. That's me.
Alrighty, alrighty, alright. Okay, so now, like I said in previous casts, I moved down here about 7 years ago, and it was kind of like a culture shock for me because I'm from literally I'm from a suburb like 20 minutes from the Loop in Chicago, Illinois. And I moved down here to Corinth, Mississippi, and I wanted to kind of like talk about the differences between the South and the North. I think that'd be really, 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 really cool, especially because we're in the South now.
Yeah. And as you've all been told, we cast from Corinth, Mississippi, and that's where I've lived for my entire life, for most of my life. So I know very, very much about living down here.
The first thing that I wanted to speak about is how fucking racist everyone is.
We discussed that in the last podcast about the interracial thing. Yeah, people down in the South.
Like, this is not about interracial, though. This is about, like,
regular ass racism.
Regular hate. And, you know, I don't want to talk too much about the racism specifically because we did kind of talk a little bit about it. But it's so insane how. Like, okay, so, for instance, when I was in high school, I would be sitting in class and they'd take roll, and my last name was Diaz. My full name was Joseph Brandon Diaz. And as soon as they'd get to my name, but I look white. For anyone who knows me, who has seen pictures of me, I look white. I am basically white. I'm 6'1". So, you know, I don't look Mexican at all, but as soon as they say Joseph Diaz,
yeah,
because you know they don't ever pronounce it right.
You can't pronounce any differently cultured name correctly.
No. Joseph Diaz, and every person in that room.
Mexican.
They
you're
look
a Mexican.
And point like I was a fucking zoo animal or something sitting in their classroom. And it was just like, and they ask you, like, shit. Because I went to his, first of all, I didn't have a black friend. I mean, whoa.
Yeah, you probably.
No, I didn't
racist ass motherfucker.
No, I didn't have a white friend until I was, like, 12 years old. And that was right before I moved to Mississippi. I didn't have white friends until middle school. And it's just how I grew up with things. And, you know, I went to school at Pollock's and at Filipino kids, every kind of kid, Greeks, everything. And that's just the normal up there. But down here, they find out a kid's half Mexican. And it blew me away because I didn't know why they looked at me the way they did or anything. But lo and behold, it's because I was half Mexican. And they just, they're not used to that. And not to mention, there's like 3 black kids in the whole school.
Oh, yeah. I graduated with 3 half black kids. There's a thing. Down here, if someone is half something, they're whatever section of them that is not white.
Yeah, exactly.
You aren't, like, they didn't say, oh yeah, you're a half Mexican. No, you're Mexican. Because you're a little bit Mexican, and that makes you completely Mexican.
Fucking logic. And me and him both graduated from the same high school, except I graduated,
like, 3 years earlier.
10 years earlier.
You're old ass.
I graduated high school in 2010.
I graduated in 2013.
So, and we both went to the same school. Kossuth High School, and it's the hillbilliest school of all time.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, the poorest school or anything. It's just, it's probably, I honestly think it's the best school in this area. but best is a stretch.
Kossuth has that very, that small, like, when you have that idea of what a small town is, that is the entire, like, Kossuth community. Like, when I went to Kossuth, my mother also went to Kossuth, and my grandfather also went to Kossuth. So, and that's, a lot of the people that at Kossuth are very much like that.
Yeah. I'm not used to this fucking, like, you're related to everyone around you. Like, I'm not related to fucking anyone down here except for who lives in my house. And it was just like, they would ask me my name. Well, you know, I took on my mother's last name shortly after that and stuff. So I'd tell them my last name. I'd be like, my name's Brandon Burke. And they'd be like, Burke, are you related to? I'm like, no, I'm not related to. But what about, you know, and then like, I know a Clay who's got a sister that's Burke, her maiden name. I'm just like, I'm not related to anybody down here. Like, if it is, it's not because of blood. All my blood relatives are up north, and down here is just nothing.
I feel good about that because, I mean, I'm related to a lot of people down here, but I don't carry that name. My father's actually not from here, so I have Grooms, and no one down here has ever heard the name Grooms. And I love it, because they're not asking me if I'm related to someone. I ain't related to none of you motherfuckers.
Doesn't matter, they still fucking ask you.
Oh, yeah. Are you related to someone?
And they'll even do it with a last name that isn't even that name, period.
Yeah, they'll do it with something close. Well, I knew a Grimes. So what?
They don't understand. Like,
what do you want?
And down here, and the small town bullshit gets on my nerves, because, like, every time I go somewhere, I run into someone. And I'm not an introversive person, and I'm very social, but, like, I don't want to run into half the fucking people I know when I go to, like, Walmart to get toilet paper.
Well, for me, I dislike a lot of the people I know, and I don't want to see them. If I see my mother in Walmart, I'm not going to go talk to her. I don't want to talk to her. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom.
And then everyone knows, like, every little detail about you. It's like the fucking, you live in the fucking NSA or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, I heard you were at Walmart the other day. Who fucking told you? Like, what? Who is telling you where I'm at? Like, people just talk and talk about each other.
I think these people keep notebooks on where everybody is at certain times. Cause that's when, well, last I heard, you were working over there. Well, I had just got a job there. I've talked to no one since then. Son of a bitch. I'm still recording this podcast.
You still record it? Alright, whatever.
Don't care. Sorry, YouTube.
You won't get this podcast on YouTube this time.
Yeah, camera just went out. And
I think we should keep it like that so that way they go download it.
that's what Brilliant Idiots do. They record part of their podcast, like the video version, and then they put it on YouTube.
And the full version is...
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Do that. Anyways, sorry. Talking business right here. Anywho, what else is there? Blatant racism.
Yeah.
Everyone knowing everything you're doing. Everyone talking about everything you're doing.
Well, the cultural just isolation and the disapproval towards anything different.
Yeah.
Is really it. And because these people will, they'll talk a certain way, and if someone else comes in differently who talks differently, it's not that they're like, oh, we don't talk like that, so, you know, just keep that. It's,
oh, fuck.
It's like, oh, you shouldn't talk like that.
No, man, like,
what the fuck?
Like, they, I would be in high school, and they'd be like, ah, can you say box? And I'm like, box. And they're like, ha, 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 that's so funny. I'm like, what?
You're an asshole.
Or like, say dog. I'm like, dog.
They South Park you then. Oh, what are you talking about? I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about.
Or, say pen. And I'm like, pen. And I don't...
Say pen.
Pen. But I don't know how to say box.
I don't know. Box.
I don't even fucking...
I can't say like a southerner, I suppose. What's bad is there's an accent down here, and a lot of it is forced. For some reason, people down here think it's better to talk like that. And you can tell when people fake it, because people say, tar. Or, what the fuck is another word? Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. I heard tomatoes pronounced six different ways at work.
Can I get some tomatoes, maters, taters? They call it a potato. A tomato.
They don't, and the expressions are completely different. Like you get onto me when I say stupid northern shit. Like,
oh, I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I say that 100% of my day.
And I'm just like, ah.
I end my sentences with, you know what I'm saying. And then southern people down here got, like, y'all and whatnot.
Matt, I love because they do a lot of, like, similes or comparisons. And a lot of person will say they were happy or madder than a long-ass convoluted simile.
Happier than an alligator sucking a baby out her dick on the back porch of Bob Dylan's house party in the middle of July. I'm like, what the fuck?
Jeez. How? I was happy. I was pretty happy. Like, no one ever thinks to say that.
And the metaphors and similes, they don't even make sense.
Matter than a squirrel with a firework shoved up his asshole in an acorn tree. Like, how did that happen? How the fuck did you
do that? This is way too elaborate to be, like, used. Like, I use metaphors to relate to things that I'm really proud of that are very extensive, but at least they fucking make sense.
Dear God. No, and I'm not going to lie, like, when people tell me those kind of comparisons, I'll, like, sit there and think about it all day. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? How did this squirrel get a firework up his asshole? I was concerned about it. I'm concerned about squirrels.
What legitimate expressions? Oh, again, like, ain't. First of all, ain't is not, like, a southern thing.
I am so tired of people saying that. Ain't and y'all, they think, is only southern, and it covers the entire.
You go to Chicago or you go to Boston, they use ain't just as much as every fucking buddy in the South. That's just how it is. And I'm so tired because I'll say ain't, and they're like, oh, you're turning country. I'm like, hell no, I'm not. I've said this my whole life.
Y'all is everywhere, too. I was, like, watching What by Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham's from Boston. He said, how do y'all do it? He wasn't being a fucking hillbilly. He just said, y'all.
Yeah.
Ray William Johnson's from Oklahoma, which is barely a little bit southern. And he says y'all all the fucking time.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever said y'all.
If you say tar.
Tar. Fucking tar or ol. I don't even like saying that word.
Yeah, well, and you know, I still have a lot of my accent. I cannot say oil correctly.
And when you say oil, it's like your mouth makes the motion like you're sucking a penis. And I'm not being homophobic, but it just makes me feel really uncomfortable. And it's like, it's exhausting to say oil like that. I say oil and tire and what else is there? Fire, bar. Are you kidding me?
People, they're killing me. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die from the bullshit. No, I mean, I just don't like how people down here truthfully just the way it works. It's like you have to say it, and I don't know why. I don't know what that they burped. They have this idea that if you talk like that, you're giving off this good old country boy vibe.
Yeah, fucking. The country boy thing is so fucking misconstrued.
You watch too much Dukes of Hazzard.
You watch too much Dukes of Hazzard and CMT. I swear to God. Like,
for the record, Dukes of Hazzard wasn't real, and if so, they portrayed it completely wrong because they were fucking moonshiners. They were doing illegal shit. Which we're not going to get into whether or not that's right or wrong, but I'm just saying they were committing a crime.
Like, I went up to New York last November, and I went to a bunch of bars. And, you know, you talk to people up there. And I was talking to the bartender, and she was, like, wondering where I'm from. And I'm like, well, I'm from Chicago, but I've lived in Mississippi for, like, 7 years. So, I'm talking, she's like, oh, that's what I need, a really, like, a southern man. They're so hot. And I'm like,
then you need to talk to someone else.
You don't understand. Like, it's not all the cover of a country album. Now, they expect guys who are, like,
flannel button-ups and have, like, six-packs and...
riding their horses and shit. That's not what happens.
Like,
the real country boys are 280 pounds.
Yeah.
They work under a vehicle. They're covered in oil all the time.
Or Caterpillar.
Yeah. What? Yeah, and they fucking spit tobacco on your shoes and shit. They're nasty. They're nasty, yeah, they're fucking people.
They have like six teeth, and that's like 90%. Yes, there are guys that are attracted down here that are country boys, but the idea of them is misconstrued. And like, as a like newly like as a single guy going to like parties and stuff and hanging out with people, I find I'm so like confused on what girls want and guys down here, because it's so much different than up there. Like, go to parties with lots of people, and these guys, these hillbilly dudes, like, they're not even respectful. No. Like, I can't respect them because of the way they act, let alone respect them because of the way they carry themselves. And, you know, and I'm not trying to sound, I sound so fucking jealous and thirsty, but, like, just women, just all over them. Like, they're just the best thing ever. And I'm sitting there, I sound so terrible, dressed nicer than they will ever dress in their entire life.
They will dress more fucking hillbilly for their funerals, and you're at some party. You just threw that together.
Right. I literally just put a button-up t-shirt on and combed my freaking hair, and this guy with his overalls, you know, over here.
With a bottle full of that tobacco.
Tobacco spit.
It's fucking...
But, like, I think girls down here see guys, like, up north. Guys, a lot of them have told me that, you know, we're not like southern boys because we don't like to get dirty. We don't like the outdoors. And I will fucking admit to anyone, yeah, I don't like the fucking outdoors in terms of, like, what country boys do. I don't like hunting.
I'm not going to go hunting or mud riding.
I don't, yeah.
I'll walk in the park.
Yeah, I like nature. I like observing nature and stuff that kind of way. I don't like shooting ducks and deer and squirrels and anything with four legs. And
people, what's worse, and I don't know the stigma in the other part of the States, but I know down here, like, they think Doug Dynasty is the next Jesus, and it kills me. I don't like Doug Dynasty. I don't like any of it. I see it all as a big fucking act. And every hillbilly down here, well, they just love God and every single bit of it's true. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but some, like, Psy, the way his character is portrayed, he'd be fucking dead. He'd be.
Right.
Oh, because he fought in Vietnam and he acts like a fucking idiot. And I'm like, if you acted like that over in Nam, you'd be dead right now. Half of those people are dead. More than half. So.
I don't know. That show came out, like, weirdly, like, to, and people up north, I've listened to radio shows, and, like, northern people love Duck Dynasty. Like, for some reason, I've yet to watch a single episode. I've watched, like, interviews here and there, but...
It's a worldwide thing. A lot of people all over the world like Duck Dynasty, and they think that it is, this is America. And I'm like, this is not what America's about.
This is good old America, like, kept, like, preserved by five fucking idiots. Or four fucking idiots. I don't know.
It's ruining me. I don't know. I don't know how.
And it's so scripted. It's not even, like, it's portrayed as good, wholesome television. But even, like, it's just...
Lost for words. It's... Well, it kills me, and it made me so happy when they got all that shit for speaking out against homosexuality and gay marriage.
No, yeah, saying...
It made me happy, because I was like, there we are. There, I finally proved it to you. It's all fucking scripted. They're A&E's little bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fine. I mean, they're running their show. If they want to be A&E's bitches, that's fine, but don't
think...
They have
to be under their rules and their contract.
But don't think that, like, the only rule that they go by is God's.
Yeah. They, A&E is telling them what to do, 100%. Like, they don't, just because you don't see their opinions doesn't mean they don't have them. You know, Phil
was the one that spoke
out. Yeah, Phil said that stuff in an interview because he apparently felt like, you know, it was an interview. He didn't It wasn't for the show or anything.
Yeah, it was but outside of his show, and he felt like he was okay saying it, and he wasn't.
Yeah. A&E, you know, regardless if you think that they're making them not believe a certain way, which they're not, they're just being told because they're, A&E is paying them. If someone's paying you, you have to follow their rules. That's how it is.
I was annoyed by that because everybody, that's infringing their First Amendment right. And I'm like, they're employees there. And they just don't want to destroy the characters that A&E created for them.
Yeah.
And like, it's dumb.
They're A&E did you a huge fucking favor.
This isn't some breach of the Constitution. It's not... that's what everybody was... It was a rights issue. And I was like, no, it's a employee workplace issue.
Sort of God. It's so stupid. I don't even understand. Like, and they treated it like this big ordeal in terms of... the Constitution, like...
That's another thing I think I hear down here is too many people, everything that happens, they will say, like, oh, well, this, to the Constitution we go. And not everything is covered under the Constitution. Not everything really reflects it. Yeah. It's like these people who are like, almost trying to take away the military, to the Constitution we go.
Just because...
not covered, first of all.
Just, it's not... just because the Constitution says you have the freedom of speech, yeah, it does. You can stand on the side of your road and say whatever the fuck you want. That's your freedom of speech. But if you are in a contract with someone who is paying you money to only say certain things that you should have read, you know, it's you can't get mad at that, which I don't... he didn't take any action.
What do you mean?
He didn't do anything about it, did he?
No, I mean, he came out with his statement. He didn't, like, draw it back. He didn't withdraw from it. Well, he sort of did. He was like, you know, we're not saying to anything against gays, just... although, apparently, saying that what they're doing is wrong and leads to bestiality, he's not saying anything against them. But, according to him. But anyways, I don't think he fully withdrew his statement. He just said he wanted to clarify it, and he took him back. And it was just... it ended up not being a real issue.
Yeah, but he didn't, like, start a freaking civil rights movement or anything. No. He dealt with it the best he could. Nothing which also shows you that, you know, he didn't want to lose his job. He didn't want to, you know, breach his contract.
Yeah, nothing special.
And then everyone goes on Facebook and creates these pages and shit saying...
Phil Robertson for president!
Yeah, Phil Robertson for president. Phil Robertson...
fuck him.
Sue Annie. It's like, if, you know, you people are freaking out over nothing. This is...
I know, because I know enough about history. I know the First Amendment right is covered to anything that is, like, you can say, you know, you can stand in your front yard and say, fuck the police, if you want to. But you can't be in a movie theater and yell fire.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what... you can't do anything that's, like, but, untrue. And what
yeah, he was doing to was... protect other people. It, like, legitimate reasons to protect other people. That's something that I agree with. Because it needs... because, like you said, the Constitution doesn't go into the small areas and say every little detail. We have to create laws for that. Like, you don't want... just like in the movie theater thing or an airplane thing. You know, saying bomb an airplane. You're going to give someone a fucking anxiety attack. God forbid there's someone in the airplane who has an anxiety disorder and starts hyperventilating and passing out.
Well, you have your First Amendment right, but you know you can get, like, you know, thrown in prison for slander or something. You can't do something that's untrue, and what he was doing was portraying his character untruly.
Yeah.
And it reflected on A&E. That's like, you know, if any of you are at your jobs and you're out there, you know, swearing a lot to the point that the customers can hear it and someone complains about it, you can be fired for it. It's
that's like your contract with them.
You have your right to free speech, but no one cares because you have to show, you have to portray what your company is trying to portray. If you act stupid, it's going to make the company look bad. Right. They made A&E look bad.
Shit.
They made A&E look like Duck Dynasty hillbillies. Gun-toting gay haters.
No, he said gay is like a gateway to bestiality and all kinds of other unholy things.
Yeah, that's a huge jump. Which I use metaphors all the time to portray my arguments, but there is a huge jump between fucking another human being that you love who happens to be of the same gender and fucking an animal who doesn't know shit about shit.
Come here, pig. That's just fucking
people. That's what I yelled to my last girlfriend. That's why I'm single.
Like, people just don't. Like, the gay thing. This is the civil right. The sequel to the civil rights movement one is happening right now.
Yeah.
Gay marriage is legal in 30 states now. And I think we talked about this the other day. You know, 5 years ago it was 2 states.
Yeah.
2 states.
I remember everybody losing their mind. It was on Facebook. That's how short a time ago it was. People were losing their mind on Facebook because 1 state had legalized it in their state. And now half of them
have. Yeah. Yeah, 20 fucking states left. And I'm pretty sure in 2 years it'll 5 states left.
And you know what those 5 states will be? In 20 years, maybe the South will legalize gay marriage.
They don't understand, like I'm not gay, but I understand, like, let's just say we both woke up gay. Like if you woke up gay, what would your day be? Like, what would your average day be? Masturbating.
I mean, honestly, I'd like to think it wouldn't be that different. I would masturbate, maybe to a picture of a dude, because I'm gay now, but then I would go to work and not fuck a guy.
Get fucked by no guys and go back to bed.
That they think that being gay makes you a stud or makes you more sexual. I promise you, I'm still as much of a loser and bad with the other guys as I am currently with the other girls.
Oh, and the Southern guys down here, they get so, like, worried. If a gay guy's around them, they're like, I don't want them touching my butthole. Like, you really think every gay dude around here wants to come and put their finger in your ass, let alone their dick? Like, I think I'm, like, vain and conceited, but these guys take the cake because they just assume that every gay guy wants to fuck them.
And I was talking to a hillbilly one time, and he was like, well, what if a gay guy come up and said he was attracted to you? I would feel pretty fucking honored.
Right.
At least someone's attracted
to me. I've gotten hit on by gay guys on Facebook, and I hold it closer to my heart than women hitting on me. Yeah. Like, I just think, because, like, I know, you know, I feel like a guy knows, like, you know, just like when you're at the gym and your bro's like, yeah, your arms are looking pretty swole today. It's like, yeah,
they're guys, they know the struggle of looking good.
They know the struggle of looking good for a guy. And if a guy complimented me on my eyes and stuff, I'd be like, I would blush.
Oh, yeah. I would feel pretty honored. Because gay guys have, like, they have high standards. They dress nice. They look nice. If they tell me I look nice, I must look really fucking nice.
Right. Shit. What is it? You know, like, you never know. You could be gay. It just might happen.
What do you mean? I would turn gay?
Louis C.K. said, you know, I'm 40. I might just do the other half gay. Why the fuck not?
Well, I can't. I mean, if I could, I probably still wouldn't. Not down here. But I can't say, like, hey, I like to fuck guys at least as much as I do girls. There are some men in this world that I would fuck.
Oh, definitely. Like, Robert, I swear. Hey, first of all, back off. Second of all, I was talking to this dude last night, and I was, you know, the topic of sucking dick always comes up when you're drinking. And I was, like, asking them belligerently, because I thought this was hilarious, because it's two redneck dudes. Like, really redneck. They're cool, but they're, you know, redneck. I was like, how much money would you suck a dick for? The age-old question that every guy asks.
How much money would you take to suck a dick? Yeah.
And my number is relatively low. I'm not going to say it on here yet. I'll say it when I'm ready. But I was, like, climbing up. I started out at 500. And I'm like, 1,000. And the 10. So I get up to, like, 1,250,000. And he's like, I ain't going to suck no dick. I'm like, okay. So, even if you, what, no one will know you suck this dick. No one will know. And the guy dies in a car crash the next day. So, no one will definitely know.
No one will ever know you suck that dick. You'll never have to see him again.
And then I said, all right. Because he still said no. Because he's like, I ain't sucking dick.
I ain't no faggot.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, would you eat a girl out? He's like, hell yeah, I'd eat a girl out for $1 million. So, I'm like,
So
suck on that tiny little dick they got.
I understand the difference in those two things, but yet then again, for $1,250,000, like, I would do either of those things quite well.
How much money would you suck a dick for? I don't know. Five.
And then I said, all right, what if you had to, would you suck a dick to save a person's life?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, and then, you know, I went around, I was like, would you save a life, would you suck a dick? They got a gun held up to your best friend's head and said, you suck my dick, and you save their life. And then they get so elaborate with what I'm trying to say. They're like, well, what if I suck their dick, and then they shoot the person I'm saving, and then they leave me alive so I can live with the fact I suck a dick? I'm like, you've got some shit going on inside of you.
Yeah.
Like, this is not that serious.
First, live with the fact that you suck a dick.
Like, these guys,
if I ever suck a dick, it's not going to keep me up at night. Right? Especially in circumstances
especially if I save, like, I even said, like, you know, your mother. Like, you said, suck a dick to save your mother.
You killed
life.
Your mother because you were being a homophobe.
I would be like, Mom, I'm going to save you, Mom.
Suck that.
They just got so, like...
They kill me. They're so homophobic. And I'm like, you're defeating... You could be doing so much good if you just sucked a dick. Because someone's going to give you $1,000,000 if you suck a dick. That's why gay guys have the money to dress nice. Every time you suck a dick, you get $1,000,000.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We need to wrap it up, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Every time.
We can move on to the next thing in the next podcast.
Alrighty. This is the end of the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to Taboo Takeoff to see clips from the podcast. And you better subscribe.
Yep. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud. And you need to follow us on Twitter. I am at Taboo Takeoff.
And I am at ThugPassion19. Tweet us your questions and all your juicy gossip or maybe topic ideas. And we will answer them and talk about them, because that's what we like to do.
You can use the hashtag TabooTalks, or you can tweet us directly if you want to. Either way, we're going to look it up and get it.
Yes.
So if you want a question of yours to appear on the podcast, ask it, and we will definitely answer.
See you next time.
Yeah.
We got 3 weeks.